application number 2791 on a motion of the commission to consider the proper spacing for the development of the Minnesota Madison Pool, Burke County, North Dakota, redefine the limits of the field and enact such special field rules as may be necessary.
My name is Harold R. Landerson, Post Office Box 400, Bismarck, representing NSTAR Petroleum, Inc., which is a successful company in a sense to see if we move forward. We'll have two witnesses to present to you. We have NSTAR, and first one is Robin Carlson. I think your full name for the record, Robin Carlson. And where do you live?
Jim Colorado.
By whom are you employed?
NSTAR Petroleum.
And what's your position or your company?
Land.
And have you testified before this commission previously?
Yes, sir.
Robin, in preparation for this hearing, have you prepared certain exhibits to be presented here today?
Yes, sir. Exhibit A and B.
And have they been prepared directly by you or under your direct supervision?
Yes, sir.
And they're active?
Yes, sir.
Offer the testimony of Mr. Carlson in that event.
Does anyone object to Mr. Carlson's testimony being that he is an expert?
Mr. Carlson, you identify Exhibit A.
Okay, Exhibit A is just the mineral ownership map of the area for the Cook 228 well. The black line depicts the ownership boundaries, the mineral ownership boundaries. The green line is just the the acreage that is thought to be productive by NSTAR Petroleum. And the red line is to indicate the 80 acres, the temporary 80 acre space.
This shows that the ownership of the north and that area.
Yes, sir. Exhibit B, like Exhibit A, is pretty much the same only that it does show the leasehold ownership as opposed to the mineral ownership. Again, black line indicates the ownership boundary. The green line indicates the acres that are thought to be productive by NSTAR. The red line indicates the temporary space unit.
Does anyone wish to question Mr. Carlson?
Next witness, Mr. Ken Walshall. Ken, state your name for the record.
Ken Walshall.
And where do you live, Mr. Walshall?
Arvada, Colorado.
And by whom are you employed?
NSTAR Petroleum.
And in what capacity?
I'm an exploration geologist.
Pardon me, Carol, would you have Mr. Walshall?
That was my name. A-L-P-S-C-H-U-L-D.
And you're an exploration geologist for the company?
Right.
And how long have you been so employed?
6 years.
Have you testified before this commission gave us an expert?
Yes.
Mr. Alshall, then in preparation for this hearing, have you prepared certain exhibits for presentation?
Yes.
We will prepare directly by you on your supervision.
Yes, sir.
And the aspect of the data is developed, is that correct?
That's correct.
We would offer the testimony of Mr. Alshall on the side of an expert.
Does anyone object to this witness's qualifications as that of an expert?
Mr. Alshall, what does Exhibit C?
see the structure map, like, top of my data. And we also have the faces map, which shows the two block types in the area for the UL. As indicated by the structure map, they'll let the field, basically a structural enclosure, at the discovery well, cover 228. East barn enclosure. There is an area showing us half of ground, which is non-productive, non-reservoir rock, but they'll let the entire area enclosure. The area in green is there that we feel may be possibly, productive. When we first discovered this field, we had a slightly different interpretation. So we knew we had structural nodes going down that southwest, northeast axis. We also thought we had a permeability barrier running through section 22. Had a combination stratigraphic structural effect. But in drilling the offset locations in the southeast, southeast of 21, and we did the southeast, northeast of 28, we found that we probably don't have any permeability barrier at the end of this structural formation.
And the original template field was west half of sections 22 and 27. Do you feel that there's still a part or a productive in this field?
No, we feel that. That's been condemned by the problem.
In addition, the original temporary field was showed all of section 21 and 28. Do you feel that all of 21 is not productive or will be productive?
No, we feel that it's probably a fairly small pool.
And the part of east half of section 20 and section 29 that are the outlines of the two lines are not into the field.
That's correct. Feel that they some minor areas section 20 and 29 may be enough.
But your present interpretation is that perhaps there is going to be production from that east half. 20 and 20.
Maybe possible.
Anything else in regard to that exhibit?
No. Exhibit D is just a type of section, which is the log of the 228 showing various formations and showing a curve right interval and the well formation.
I believe this exhibit D is the same as the exhibit that was presented. There's no changes. Kim, what's your recommendations to the commission for proper geological, based upon present data and knowledge, recommending changes in the field rules, temporary rules?
No, we tell that EH says it's possible.
Any other changes you'd like to recommend to the commission regarding the commission?
No, we feel that in the buffer zone of the old field outline, the productive area will be.
We might recommend, however, that the commission desires to let the east half of the east half of 29 and the east half of the southeast quarter of 20. By the adoption of these rules, I think they would best serve the interests of everybody as far as protecting relevant rights and event rates and admission rates.
Yes.
We would offer exhibits A and B.
Does anyone object to this exhibit being presented to the board? Mr. Also, on your recommended field boundaries, would you have any objection if we followed section one, the east half to east half of 29, and the east half to southeast of 20 would still be in the buffer zone and would be spaced, under buffer zone, the road goes a mile from the field boundary, so would be more than adequate.
No, we would have no objection.
Makes it a lot easier administratively. Do you anticipate any additional building in the year?
We do not have any plans at present, but I wouldn't rule it out. We have 60% increase. The other 40% has changed hands several times.
Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Also? You don't have another witness?
No, I am getting.
Oh, okay. I thought you had another witness. I have one other question then. How much gas is the well made?
I don't have an exact figure on that. I believe it's probably wondering on what it is.
Is it relatively sweet gas?
I don't have an exact figure. It isn't sour in the sense of 5 or 10% H2S, maybe whatever.
Okay. Is there a market, commercial market for the gas?
Not that, in a small way, invested in that.
Does anyone wish to ask any further questions? Does anyone have any testimony to give in this case, case number 2791? Okay, case 2791, we'll take it under advisement. We've still got